Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Machona, good afternoon once again.
Afternoon. How are you?
Good, dude. I hope you are in a slightly better position.
Yeah, I think I'm positioned quite well. I just found somewhere to park by the roadside.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we're not going to be making it long today, as we are, doing a wrap-up of what we've been talking about the whole week. Thank you so much. And I do think that our listeners are also just appreciating the time that you have made for us. Now, we're looking at, Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Can we change the word that come out of the mouth without changing the heart? That's the question.
Trying to change our words, or trying to change the way our tongue behaves, without dealing with the heart, without the heart being dealt with. It's like you've got a very big tree that is growing by your house, and what it is now, it is causing damage to the roof. Some mango trees, some avocados are falling on your roof, and they are breaking the rooftop. So in order to address that, you just cut the branches. Temporarily, you might have addressed the problem. But after a few months, you find now bigger branches growing on top of your house again.
Yeah, yeah.
So trying to tame the tongue, dealing with the tongue alone, it's just a symptom of a bigger problem.
Yeah.
The tongue, like what I said the other day, it's just working according to instructions. The heart is telling the tongue what to say and what to do.
Yeah, true.
So we may not. So it's not very very wise. It's not a long lasting solution. It's a short term solution.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A long lasting solution. The heart is the problem.
The heart is indeed the problem. So this is the center of where the change must actually begin. Yeah. Now, Pastor,
that's where the headquarters is. That's where the headquarters is.
Yeah.
When an army wants to destroy the entire army, they will deal with the headquarters. They will send a drone to the headquarters.
Yeah.
To know what to deal with.
Yeah. Can a wicked person not deceitfully say wonderful and kind things, even for a selfish motive? Does that make the words themselves wicked?
We've got a very good example of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. Those words sounded so nice, but the motive was terrible.
Yes.
The motive was terrible. That's why we are where we are today. The motive was terrible, but the words sounded so sweet. They sounded so nice. And Eve gave an ear. Same Lucifer, Revelation chapter 12. When he went about enticing other angels, the words seemed so sweet, but the motive was bad. So yes, indeed. Yeah, that can happen. A wicked person can utter good words, but now no matter how good the words are, what is very critical is the motive, because eventually the results are going to come out. The results are going to come out. So yeah, it doesn't make up. I mean, the words, even if they are nice, but they are wicked, we need to look at the motive.
yeah. Even though they make the recipient feel good.
Yes. It's like, you know what? A 16-year-old girl, I can approach a 16-year-old girl. I'm in my mid-40s. And tell you sweet little nothings, but I've got a hidden agenda. Now, these words, I mean, I can sweep her off her feet. They'll be sounding so nice.
Yeah.
But the agenda, what I need to do to her after having received those words, it doesn't make the way good at all.
Yeah.
The agenda is the main issue.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Now, I want to check, because we spoke about hearts earlier. Can our hearts be changed in order to correct the tongue? So what I'm trying to get to is that I just want to change the heart for the sake of the tongue. Should I be doing that?
Just for the sake of the tongue. If you are doing just for the sake of the tongue, I mean, we need to do it holistically. Maybe not only for the sake of the tongue. Because there are some evils that we may do without using the tongue.
Okay.
So the heart has to be clean. Once the heart is clean, everything else is clean. So there's no part of the heart that is responsible for the tongue only.
It doesn't have compartments.
It doesn't have compartments. If the heart is clean, even you can steal without even saying a word.
True.
Yeah, you can steal. You can murder without. You can cheat without saying a word. You know. So there's not that small compartment responsible for the heart.
Yeah.
But it is now holistically. It is possible. That's the work of the Holy Spirit now to transform me, to transform my heart, to create in me a clean heart, like what David said. Create a clean heart in me, O Lord. So once the heart is transformed, once there's a heart transplant, you need to go into the theater. You know, God does the operation and transform that heart and put a new one. Only until then can the tongue be okay.
Yeah, and I fully agree with you on that one. Well, before I let you go, my pastor, I did promise that we're not going to keep you for long. What are your final remarks? You know, we've discussed this topic, we've gone through the detail, and we've looked at literally from every angle. What would be your final remarks from what we've discussed this week? And what should the listener actually take home with?
James chapter 3, to me, that was a very important passage of scripture during this whole week.
Yeah.
You know, it is cutting, it is straightforward, it is frightening.
Yeah.
But I want to encourage us. Let us request the Holy Spirit to transform our hearts.
Yes.
You know, only until then. Even before then, let us put those measures in place. Think before you talk. Whatever do unto God, they will do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Say unto others the same way you want them to say unto you. So think before you talk. Don't just throw words out. Think before you talk. What is going to be the effect of my statements on this particular part?
Yeah.
So let us learn to control our tongue. Indeed, it's a small thing, but it has got far-reaching consequences, far-reaching repercussions.
Very true, actually. It's got very far-reaching consequences. Well, Pastor Machona, I must thank you so much. You've made time for us. I do know that time is precious. You've had to prepare. You've had to look at all the angles of this particular subject. And we truly, truly appreciate it. And on behalf of our listeners and AWR, truly appreciate. Have a blessed Sabbath.
Thank you, Jasmine. My pleasure. Have a blessed Sabbath as well.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.